After several decades of less than stellar water quality reports, we're hearing some good news this year about the health of the Chesapeake Bay. That good news extends all the way up the Patapsco River to the Inner Harbor, where we're seeing signs of recovery firsthand, including an increase in marine wildlife. So, what is swimming right here along Baltimore's shores? I'm John Racanelli, CEO of the National Aquarium, and this is a Blue View, our weekly look at real-world conservation issues facing our blue planet. The National Aquarium is an active partner in efforts to improve the health of the harbor and conditions for fish, plants, and people. As part of these efforts, we are in the early stages of updating our waterfront campus to combine natural restoration with innovative technologies to better support the environment and the harbor. The plan includes floating wetlands, native habitats, aerators, and fish havens. As part of our occasional peek below the surface, this week we're looking at the official crustacean for the state of Maryland. Yes, that's actually a thing. Obviously, we're talking about blue crabs. Blue crabs have been in the news lately, and for the best of reasons. Not only are they a popular delicacy, they are a great indicator of the state of our waterways. There are more crabs in the bay than we've seen in a while, which is a good sign that the bay's overall health is improving. According to the 2016 State of the Bay report released by the Chesapeake Bay Foundation, the total number of crabs in the bay has grown from 297 million in 2014 to about 553 million today. Every 2 years, the foundation evaluates the health of the bay, compiling data for 13 indicators in three categories: pollution, habitat, and fisheries. In this year's report, each of these improved overall, with 9 of the 13 indicators showing improvement over the 2014 report. With historical blue crab populations once approaching 1 billion crabs, it's important to note that the bay is still far from where it needs to be. In order to see ongoing progress, it's critical that state and federal agencies continue the important work they've undertaken to reduce pollution, preserve wetlands, and plant more trees near waterways to protect from erosion and runoff. Blue crabs have always been a staple of the Chesapeake Bay. The brackish waters of the bay and the Inner Harbor provide an ideal habitat. From November to March, they go into semi-hibernation, crawling out of the sediment to molt with spring's warmer waters. Blue crabs mate from May through October, and females carry a spongy mass with an average of 3 million eggs, which they release into the lower bay. Females can produce several such sponges each year for a few years, but of the tens of millions of eggs that a female might produce during her lifetime, only about 2 will grow into mature crabs. These are tough odds, and they underscore the need to keep their habitat healthy by continuing to focus on improving the health of the bay. The blue crab's Latin name translates to beautiful swimmer, and I hope you're able to catch a glimpse of some of these beauties in the harbor this year. They're often easier to spot in the shallow areas near the water's edge or clustered around ropes and anchor lines of ships in the spring, summer, and early fall. To learn more about blue crabs and other native species, and the National Aquarium's efforts to monitor and improve water quality in the Inner Harbor, visit aqua.org/ourwaterfrontfuture. A Blue View is produced for WYPR by the National Aquarium, which is dedicated to sharing its mission of inspiring conservation of the world's aquatic treasures. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli.